Todd Firmus with Caesars Palace, and he is nice enough to jump on the program today and talk to us. Todd, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell and Trent Condon. We're also going to air this on Calling All Sports across the country and around the world on Sirius XM this weekend and also on the American Forces Radio Network. Welcome aboard, Todd. Thanks for checking in from Vegas. How are you?
My pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me. Busiest couple days of buildup to the biggest sports gambling event out here in Las Vegas, anticipating some big numbers for the showdown between the Giants and Patriots on Sunday.
Yeah, and the thing that I'll start with, this game could fall on three. Patriots win it, you know, 28-25 or something like that, or, 30-27. This game could be a push. How about that?
If this game were to fall on three, I would have some pretty irate frontline workers who would have to refund every single ticket that we printed over the last 2 weeks. Even from a bookmaker perspective, if we have a vested interest in one particular side, we'd rather see an actual outcome, so at least some of the customers will feel gratification knowing a bet either won or lost instead of just getting a refund.
I mean, football games fall on 3, 6, 7, and 0. They really do. I mean, they fall on those numbers, and a three-point outcome is not only, I wouldn't say probable, but it's not even likely, but there's a very good shot. Why did they set the number at three then? I know it's in some places it's trickled down to 2.5. You don't want to go to 3.5 because then you guys expose yourself to what is called a middle. Explain what a middle is and why this game will not move to 3.5.
No problem. We actually did open the number at 3.5 to try and avoid some of that potential push scenario outcome down the road. However, immediately we took money from the professionals on the underdog, taking that number from 3.5 down to 3. Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about moving to 2.5, knowing that we've opened at 3.5, 3 would create the worst-case scenario at that point, because not only would underdog bettors who took the Giants plus the points win, people who took the favorite laying the 2.5 would also win. So that's why it'll take an awful lot right now to get us off that 3.
So you think it's going to stick at 3?
I think it'll stick at 3. We have adjusted the money line to try and stem some of those tides, and I know some of my colleagues at other sportsbooks have gone to 2.5, immediately come back to 3, and it is a key number, like you alluded to. 15% to 16% of NFL games fall on a field goal.
They really do. Trent, I know you got a couple for them. We'll get the prop bets here in a moment. The total is interesting, too, because when these two teams played in Arizona, it was a low-scoring game, but defenses here obviously are suspect. Both secondaries are very suspect. How did you arrive at the 55?
Actually, the betting public has taken the number down. We're sitting at 54.5, mm-hmm. And as I watch my screen now, starting to see some 54s pop up. The Super Bowl, traditionally a game where people really want to bet games over the total.
Yeah.
Although if you look back over the last handful of years, going back to as far as 2006, the under has actually been the flavor of the game when you talk about where the scenarios have played out. I anticipate that these two teams will try and move the ball up and down the field, but I think the total is a little bit higher than what we would see during a regular season game between these two teams.
And historically, people, and Trent, you can chime in next, historically, people bet the over because people root for scoring. It goes against their natural human instincts to bet the under, does it not?
There's no doubt about it. Anyone who has bet a game knows there's nothing more nerve-wracking than sitting there rooting for teams to get out to the 35 or 40-yard line consistently, punt the football, and just hope that clock keeps ticking. but I always tell gamblers, a game is never over until it's actually over, while a game is under, generally speaking, for the first 45 to 50 minutes.
Hey, Todd, there were some people out there early on when the number was first set out, just minutes after the final of the NFC Championship game, that said, saw that 3.5 and said, the bookmakers really messed up. What did you guys see, and why did you lay that initial number of 3.5?
We actually anticipated a lot more Patriot money coming in on the 3.5 than what we actually saw. The one nice thing about putting a number out on Sunday night, we actually only sat at 3.5 for probably about 15 to 20 minutes, immediately went to 3, eliminating a lot of potential exposure we could have had if we remained stubborn and wanted to hold there at a field goal. I think bookmakers around town and around the world haven't exactly caught on necessarily to how public this Giants team has become. You listen to ESPN talking heads throughout the preparation and this inevitable buildup. They believe the Giants should be favored. Obviously, out here in Vegas, we have a very different mindset on that particular outcome.
Again, some great propositional bets. Trent, we'll go back and forth here now.
Yeah.
You guys do not put out a sheet, best I can tell, on the prop bets because you want people to look up at a screen and make their bets quickly. If they have a sheet to look at, they can sit there in line, and the lines will get long, so on and so forth. But you guys, I mean, everybody makes mistakes on these props. And the big one, and I don't know if the Sharps have grabbed this, but Eli Manning throwing a pass and completing over 44 yards. That will definitely happen, in my opinion, against that Patriots secondary. Do you guys have a lot of exposure on that one?
We actually don't have that prop listed, but we do have our sheets out there. It's a little dicey when you talk about circulating some of our odds, since we can't do it through our own Caesars Entertainment channels.
Right.
So the media folks have to circulate some of that information, and anyone who comes into one of our 12 properties within the state can grab a sheet that has our proposition wagers of nearly 150 at this point. Things as simple as over-under passing yards for Tom Brady and Eli Manning, to things as exotic as Jose Calderon laying 2.5 assists to Wes Welker receptions.
I love the cross-sport ones. Speak of those a little bit. You know, there's a lot of college basketball, some NBA games early on Sunday. Do you guys get into the cross-sport props also?
We have plenty of cross-sport props available. Anything from Manchester United goals scored in their showdown against Chelsea to total fumbles lost between the Patriots and the Giants. We also have the Minnesota Golden Gophers for those folks in Big Ten country. They're laying 3.5 points to Ahmad Bradshaw rushing yards. And then we also have Aaron Hernandez and Victor Cruz combined receiving yards minus 7.5 against Duke and Miami, total points scored in that ACC showdown.
We're talking to Todd Furman. A few more minutes, Todd. It's Caesars in Vegas here going inside the numbers. Billy Walters obviously was profiled on 60 Minutes, an amazing Las Vegas professional gambler. Says he's never had a losing season. I doubt that, but that's okay. I'm gonna take the opposite here. Do you guys handle Billy Walters? And how dangerous is this guy who uses computers and can literally, with his own money, basically change the spread on a game? Probably not a game of this enormity, given the amount of handle.
He's definitely one of the most revered names in the industry when you talk about bettors. But from a confidentiality standpoint, we don't like to discuss which customers we do book action to throughout our properties versus which customers we don't. We try and maintain the privacy of every individual who comes into Caesars Entertainment Properties to place a wager, whether it be a $5 bet on a college basketball game this evening or a six-figure bet that we'll inevitably see for Sunday's big game.
But he is feared?
He's definitely someone whose opinion you have to respect. The problem being is you never know which side any of these professional gamblers are on, so we merely respond to what we see in the betting marketplace, and if we take big bets from customers whose opinions we value over others, we'll adjust the lines accordingly.
Hey, Todd, what are the percentages here for the Super Bowl? We always hear, you know, it is the biggest week, and there's a lot of numbers out there, but they seem like they're from years past. Anymore, what is the percentage of bets that you guys take, and how big is this weekend for you guys overall and the whole sports book?
This is the single largest sports gambling day throughout the industry. To put it in perspective, in 2006, when the state set a handle record, we did $95 million statewide. That's probably about 9 to 10 times minimum what you'll see on a given NFL Sunday. Now, the numbers have been down over the last 3 years. You know, Vegas isn't immune to the economic recession that has taken hold throughout the country.
Right.
So we did only have $87 million last year, but I think we'll look to eclipse that $90 million threshold this year with two teams that come from huge media markets and major marquee players on both sides of the ball.
Tell us about what happens when those games on conference weekend, Todd, go final and we get the matchup. Immediately you post a number. And then tell us about the ebb and flow leading up right till kickoff when you guys, when the buzzer sounds and the windows are closed.
We definitely have discussions even before the final matchup is set about what we're going to make the potential lines between these teams. We'd had a couple numbers thrown around. Knew this one would be between 3 and 4. Ended up settling on 3.5. But like I said before, we took enough professional money at plus 3.5 to go down to 3 right away. And then you kind of let the market filter out a little bit at a time. And when you talk about a key number of 3, it's going to take an awful lot of money or huge public support for one particular team to come off of that figure.
Last one for me, Todd. I'll let Marty finish up with you. And it just deals about the future going forward after this one. The next big event out in Vegas for people that love to go out there is obviously March Madness, the first and second round of the NCAA tournament. But as you kind of take a look at the futures board, myself and Marty were talking about maybe some long shots yesterday that have a chance. Is there anybody that jumps off the board at you?
When you talk about the NCAA tournament, My long shot before the year was probably the Xavier Musketeers, but they've since gone through their own swoon, and right now I don't even think they're on the right side of the bubble.
Right.
I think when you look at teams to fit the profile for creating the Cinderella-type run, you have to look for teams that have extremely good guard play. They do have a low post presence, and I think a team that fits that bill that slid under the radar this year would probably be the Florida Gators.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a team who has experience, has a tremendous coach in Billy Donovan, and I think they're extremely capable. You should be able to find a nice futures price on them. Not a huge long shot, but definitely someone that can create a little bit of value for the gamblers out there.
Todd, tell us about yourself. You are regally bred Chicago. Now, if I lived in Westford, Massachusetts, grew up out near UMass, you went to the Groton School, is that right?
That I did. I was a hockey player growing up in the Chicago metropolitan area.
Peter Gammons' father was the head of music there.
Exactly, and I was one leading the push for Peter Gammons to give our commencement speech. Had a chance to speak to Peter on graduation day, a memory that I still cherish to this day.
You probably went across the border into Nashua for libations with a smaller drinking age and no tax on alcohol, huh?
I actually spent quite a bit of time in Nashua. The rehab facility, when I hurt my shoulder playing prep school hockey, was up there. So I frequented that fine area and actually did go to school out on the East Coast as well. Went to Wesleyan University.
Home of Belichick. So, Belichick went to Wesleyan. You have to give out a Patriots pick here today.
Sports royalty between there. His daughter was actually a student there when I was a senior at Wesleyan. And between that stint, I played a year of junior hockey up in Burlington, Vermont.
I was going to say, regally bred with the Groton School, folks. This is one of the most prestigious private schools in America. Right near Westford, Mass, Groton, Pepperell, that area is very nice. I lived there myself, and it's a beautiful area. Todd, do you have a website? And you come highly acclaimed. I'm reading some of these credentials, and there's a lot of hucksters out there. And then we ask your opinion about a guy that contributes to our network. But how can people read more about you, and can you give us a take on the game?
Sure. People can always find me via Twitter, available at Todd Furman. More than happy to answer individual questions that come up. Use it to serve as an extension of some of the media obligations that we have throughout Caesars Entertainment. Allows us to engage with our guests. And from a prediction on the game, I'm not in the prediction business, unfortunately, guys.
Yeah.
You'll have to find folks on the handicapping side of the counter to offer a true opinion on how this game will fall. I just tell people all the time, look at the game, and if you see value, definitely bet that particular side, but there's nothing wrong with trying to find a prop bet if you can't make a play on the game.
All right. Phil Mushnick in the New York Post has long called them scamdicappers, and that's what you're advising people to do. I'm not saying you're encouraging them to go to hucksters, but there's a million opinions out there, and people pay for it. One guy I want to ask you about, and I hope you give me a fair opinion, but what do you think of Marco D'Angelo, I think his name is?
I actually don't know Marco. The name rings a bell, but don't know a lot of the guys on the other side of the counter, outside of the individual bettors we work with each and every week.
All right, well, I think right now we will say thank you. And again, I love the academic credentials, and you come very highly recommended. We appreciate it. Again, you're not a tout. You are absolutely, you're like a banker, right?
I'm a bookmaker set to try and establish prices to get balanced action. So much like some of the folks out there on Wall Street trying to underwrite IPOs, we look at each of these teams that we hang week in, week out as stocks. Some will be overvalued. Others will be undervalued. It's up to the gambler to try and find a good investment.
Good job out of you, Todd Furman. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. Enjoy the game.